Item number four, presentation from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers on the Inform Watershed Hydrology Assessment. Ryan?
Yeah, so I've been coordinating with Helena with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. They are doing a watershed hydrology assessment really all over the state of Texas, but specifically for our region. They're finishing up the analysis now. What they're doing is doing hydrology for some of the larger creeks and larger rivers in our basin, which is needed. We don't really have good flow information for a lot of these more rural creeks and streams. And so they're trying to provide better information as far as peak flows and stuff like that, that can be used then in hydraulic models that help then result in better floodplain mapping for the larger creeks and rivers. And this kind of ties into some of the conversation we're going to have later about performing FMEs. I know there's been some conversation about taking the results from this analysis, the flows, and performing our own hydraulic analysis on some of these larger creeks and rivers and creating some updated mapping product from this. But I wanted to bring her in and let her talk about what the study is and what the results are from the study and what the state is planning to use with this information. So Helena, I'll hand it over to you.
Thanks, Ryan. Hi, everybody. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. I might keep my camera off for this just because I was trying to turn it on earlier and it was, my internet seems to be having a little bit of trouble today. So I apologize for that. But I'm going to try and share my screen. Are you guys able to see a slide?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay. Yeah, so for me to tell the U.S. Corps of Engineers. I am the team lead that
we're losing is very skippy. Your audio. Just letting you know.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. I'll try and do the best I can, but we're having network problems today. So I apologize if I drop off, I'll try and get back on as quick as I can. Do you still hear me?
It's cleared up. You're good. You're good for now.
Okay. I apologize for that. You know, technology, it always doesn't work at the worst times. So I work for the Corps of Engineers, and I'm the team lead that's been working on the watershed hydrology assessment for the Brazos River Basin. And this study is being performed by the Inform team, and that is just a collaboration of agencies work. Yeah, of course, is between FEMA, the Corps of Engineers, the USGS, and the National Weather Service. And all of the tools and resources that this team produces are publicly available on the Inform website. This includes the estimated base flood elevation viewer, which is all the BLE data that you're probably familiar with, and that can be downloaded from there. There's also the flood decision support toolbox, which has mapping libraries that can be used in real time to look at different flooding scenarios. And then also the watershed hydrology assessment viewer. And so the Brazos study that we're working on right now is one of these watershed hydrology assessments that we've been doing across the region. These are just studies of the hydrology of large complex river basins where we are trying to estimate frequency flows along of large streams in the at the frequency up to the 500-year event. For these studies, we are using multiple hydrologic methods, and we're trying to formulate recommendations for flows based on multiple lines of evidence. And the goal here is to produce results that are consistent and reliable across these river basins as much as possible. So for our study that's currently underway in the Brazos River Basin, our study area extends all the way from the Clear Fork portion of the Brazos all the way to the Gulf. We are modeling the entire contributing drainage area, which is over 36,000 square miles, but only minimal for less basin. And our focus, once again, is on the larger streams of rivers. I mean by this mainly area than 50. Do have some.